may come true.
If the shoe fits, because this is...
People Are Funny! Yes, that's right. From Hollywood, John Goodell's production of People Are Funny, brought to you by Rolly Cigarette.
Smokers, does your cigarette pack have a coupon on its back, good for valuable premiums? It does if you're smoking Rolly cigarettes, the pack with the coupon on its back. Rolly's, America's greatest cigarette value.
And now, here is radio's top master of ceremonies, Art Linkletter.
News for you to start the show. The Portuguese fisherman who found the $2,000 sealed plastic ball on the shores of the Azores is on his way to Hollywood. You'll meet him very soon. And here's something else coming your way 1 week from today.
Big news. Good news.
And now, Rod O'Connor, who's first on the Rolly Show?
Mr. and Mrs. Sherwood McDonald from Hollywood, meet Art Linkletter.
Come right on up here, folks, to the microphone. Our first young man chewing gum assiduously is Mr.
McDonald.
What'd you do, swallow it?
Oh, no.
Let's find out a little bit about you, too. How long have you been married?
13 years.
You look like you've led a very happy married life.
Yes, indeed.
I mean, up to now. Meanwhile, have a carton of Rolly cigarettes, the pack with the coupon on the back. What do you do, Mac, for a living?
Carpenter.
How do you think it would feel to be married to a famous movie actress?
Okay, if it's Betty Grable.
Not bad. You're going to find out. In the next half hour, you're going to be the husband of a movie star, Mr. McDonald. What a life. We're going to take you out of NBC and up the street here to a crowded Hollywood restaurant, and you're going to wait for her up there. You got that? Now listen carefully. Don't worry. You'll know her when she shows up, because she'll be wearing a complete Arabian costume, straight from the movie set where she's working on the life of Alice Holiday. Now, what do you do when she walks into the restaurant?
I'll say hello.
What a wonderful greeting. This is Hollywood, Mr. McDonald. Husbands of movie stars rush up to their wives. I want you to do that. Rush up to her and say, "Darling, you look wonderful," and throw your arms around her and give her a great big kiss, you see?
I see.
That's the way you have to act if you're married to a movie star. You'll kind of like that, won't you?
Oh, fine.
That's fine. Well, now, don't be dreaming. This movie actress is going to be your own wife, Mrs. McDonald. That's where you come in. We're going to dress you in a complete Arab costume, a long flowing robe, an authentic harem veil, and everything you need. Now, you come into a movie, into the restaurant, just like a movie queen, fresh from the set. And when you come in, Mac, you'll be ready to do your stuff?
Watch me and see.
All right, I will. Now, on your way up to the restaurant, Mr. Atkins will show you the way, and we're going to give you a costume now, Mrs. McDonald. You'll go right out to the dressing room there. Just take her right on out, John, and get her into the costume. Is he gone? Bring her back. Mrs. McDonald, he's gone. You're not going to the restaurant at all. You just sit down and enjoy the show. Ladies and gentlemen, from here on, the plot thickens. Bring on the next volunteer couple out of our studio audience. Come on, bring them on out here. They've been off stage, and how do you do?
How do you do?
I notice that you are all dressed up like an Arab.
Yeah.
You're Mrs. who?
Weiss.
Hello, Mr. Weiss.
How are you, sir?
How long have you two been married?
11 months and a few days.
Uh-huh. We had you off stage because, Mrs. Weiss, we wanted you to get into this costume, and it's very, very pretty. Have you ever worn one like this before?
No.
Well, here's the idea. By the way, Mr. Weiss, what business are you in?
I'm a student.
Where?
SC.
Oh, and what does Mrs. Weiss do?
Housewife.
And who makes the living while he's studying?
We barely get along.
You barely are living. Well, that's wonderful. Young kids like you are having a marvelous time. And Mrs. Weiss, we had you put on this Arab costume off stage because we want to find out how good an actress you are. Now, pull the veil down over her face. That's it. Just like a real Arabian. Now, you see, it's a shame to hide your face, but that's the way the Arabs do it. Now, you'll be driven in a limousine to a big restaurant near here. And we want you to see how well you can carry this off.
Yeah.
We want you to try to fool the people into thinking that you are a real Arabian over here on a visit.
Mm-hmm.
And do you think you can do that?
I will try my best.
Make a real regal entrance. Walk right in and say, you know, just like, here I am.
I'll open my pantaloons, what happened?
If you fall out of your pantaloons, everybody will notice. Now, don't be nervous. We'll send your husband to walk about 10 feet behind you as a bodyguard. Will you do that?
I sure will.
You intend to. Now, of course, you'll protect her. I'm sure nothing will happen, but I like your attitude. On your way, the limousine's waiting right outside MNBC. Say goodbye to the princess. Oh, how would you like to be up there in that restaurant, huh? Can you picture that? Husband number one is going to rush up and throw a mad embrace around wife number two. And husband number two will probably sock husband number three. You know who husband number three is? Me. When he gets back here. We'll find out at the end of the show what happens. But here's something we know coming your way 1 week from today.
Big news. Good news. What is this big news you're talking about, Art?
Oh, you listen in 1 week from now and you'll find out. But right now, I'm coming down in the audience, and I'm going to look for some lady in the audience who really honestly thinks that she's psychic. Let me see your hands, ladies, if you think you have... All right, here's a lady way up the aisle. Would you stand up so everybody can see you? A nice, pretty, gray-haired lady with a feather in her hat, and her name is Mrs.?
Marie Schindler.
Mrs. or Miss?
Mrs.
Uh-huh. Where are you from, Marie?
Dayton, Ohio.
You think you're psychic?
I might be.
All right, we'll see. Now, the first part of the test is I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 10. Now, I'm concentrating on it. What do you think it is?
7.
That is right. I was thinking of 7, and John, give her $7. There you are. That's the first part of the test. Isn't that nice?
Wonderful.
Now for the second part of the test. If you guess what I'm thinking of, I'll give it to you, too. A mink coat, a 2 month trip to Europe, or a $3,000 automobile trailer?
A $3,000 automobile trailer.
I'm sorry, I wasn't thinking of any of those. I just mentioned those as examples. I was thinking of a horse and buggy. And here's the buggy. We brought along the buggy whip to make you kind of a little reminder. But you didn't do so well on that last one, did you?
No.
But as a consolation prize, we're going to give you your choice of any one of those Raleigh prizes up on stage. You see them? Maybe you like to fish, so there's rods and reels and lines and lures for fly and bait casting. Perhaps you'd like a genuine leather billfold and key case set for both men or women, a flash camera, a smartly styled nylon umbrella, or a complete picnic set, including 2 big quart vacuum bottles, cups, lunchbox, and 300 ants, all in a handsome carrying case. We have dozens of other things, and every one is the best of its kind, top quality, nationally advertised. And every one of you listeners, by the way, can get these wonderful gifts we give away on People Are Funny because they're all Raleigh premiums.
Yes, it pays and pays handsomely to smoke Raleigh cigarettes. For Raleigh's and only Raleigh's give you the finest quality cigarette made, plus those famous Raleigh premiums. There are over 75 premiums. They're beautiful, and you can get them just like gifts. Just smoke Raleigh's and save the coupons. And remember, Raleigh's are the finest quality cigarettes made. Raleigh cigarettes are richer tasting, more satisfying. Yes, Raleigh's are America's greatest cigarette value. So always get the pack with the coupon on the back. Raleigh cigarettes.
That's right, Rod. And who's next?
Mr. Don Marshall from Hollywood. Meet Art Linkletter.
Hello, Don. Come on up here to the microphone. Let's find out a little bit about you. First of all, I wonder, did you ever have a shampoo?
I sure did.
With whipped cream?
No, not with whipped cream.
Well, that's just an idea I had in mind. Before we cross that bridge, however, what am I handing you right here, Don?
A carton of Raleigh's.
That's right. That's the pack with the coupon on the back. Don, are you single or married?
I'm married.
What do you do for a living?
A tree surgeon.
A what?
A tree surgeon.
Well, you mean if a tree comes up with a little problem, you go out and
well,
operate?
Maybe I should have said tree dentist.
Did you ever fall out of a patient?
Yes, I have.
Don, tell me this. Valentine's Day is really Cupid's Day, isn't it?
Yes.
We're looking for a Cupid. Now, I wonder where we could find a Cupid.
I don't know, but don't look at me.
Who else, Mr. Marshall? After 16 years as a dental surgeon for trees, it's time that you had a new experience. Now, let's see, you're dressed pretty well. What does Cupid wear?
Nothing.
We won't go that far, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to wait for television for that one. No, Cupid does have something, Don. Cupid wears a pair of wings and a bow and arrow. So, boys, off with his coat and off with his shirt. Next, there goes his necktie and his brown shirt's coming off. And get the bow ready and the wings all set. Now his shirt is off. Makes a beautiful sight up here. And that's fine. We're strapping the wings on him. They're a beautiful little set of wings. Now his pants. Well, we just roll them up. That's it. That's fine. We have made out of this tree surgeon a very good-looking Cupid. Are you still tying the knot there? Where's the bow and arrow, fellows? Would you bring up Cupid's bow and arrow? Oh, it's a cute little quiver of golden arrows and a golden bow. And now, Mr. Marshall, you're set, aren't you? How do you feel?
Kind of silly.
Well, that's kind of natural because, frankly, you look a little silly at the moment, but you're an awful good sport. Now, Mr. Marshall, we have you dressed like Cupid. Do you know what Cupid is supposed to do?
Sure, make people fall in love.
That is right. Now, Cupid is supposed to be able to pick people out who should be in love. And then he makes a match out of them. You got that?
Yeah.
So let's try it. You come down in the audience, and I'm going to let you walk up the aisle with me, and you can just point out single girls and single boys. Will you all stand up? Gee, they're popping up all over here. Now, Cupid, this is what you'd be doing if you were flying around the studio. You'd shoot your arrow into one of the girls and one of the fellas. Which one are you going to pick to be a couple?
I think the girl in the blue blouse.
You mean way
over
there?
On the far side.
Yeah, way over there. And now pick a fella to go with her. Now, the fellas remain standing up. She's a little girl.
This fella right here in a gray coat.
Right there. Now, you think they'd make a good couple?
I think they would.
All right, come on up. Back up on the stage. Let's get the young lady up on the stage and the big, tall fella and Cupid. And while they're coming up, would you come over here to the microphone? Who are you?
Carmen Silva.
How old are you, Carmen?
15.
15. Let's get Cupid a pair of glasses here. What is your name?
Gerald Moore.
And how old are you, Jerry?
Yesterday I was 23.
23, just a perfect match. 23 and 15. Jerry, what do you do for a living?
I'm a registered male nurse.
A registered male nurse. Uh-huh. And, well, you've got an infant here. Practically. What do you do?
School.
You go to high school, do you? All right. Well, now that you two have just met for the first time, Gerald, this is...
Carmen,
say hello.
Hello.
Now that you two have met, we'd like to have you just be alone. Boys, take them out to a rehearsal hall. There they go. So we'll call you back in a couple of minutes. Where is that Cupid? 15-year-old girl you pick out of the whole studio. Are you sure you picked the right couple?
Sure, love knows no age.
This is the first astigmatic Cupid I've seen in years. Well, you better be right, because we're going to bring those kids back in just a minute, and I'm going to ask them some questions. Now, listen, if they agree in their answers most of the time, Raleigh Cigarettes will give you, Cupid, $100 in cash for being a good Cupid. But if they disagree in these important questions more often than they agree, Mr. Marshall... Look at this beautiful wedding cake coming up here. Isn't it beautiful? It has a little married couple on top, and it's all full of whipped cream and frosting. At most weddings, ladies and gentlemen, Cupid is on top of the cake. Tonight, if that couple is not well matched, our cake is going to be on top of Cupid. All right, bring out those newly mets now. Bring them back, fellas, and we will see whether Cupid get cash or cake as his reward. And here they come. Look, we're thinking of getting you two kids married. Is that cute? You're single?
Yes.
And you're single, of course. Uh-huh. Now I'm going to ask you some questions to see whether or not you're well matched. Carmen, do you think a couple should go steady for at least a year before they're engaged?
No.
Yes.
No.
At least
no.
Just everybody keep still here. Everybody keep still. Gerald?
All about 6 months.
Less than a year?
Yeah.
And you think a year or more?
Yes.
Uh-huh, that's very interesting, huh? You don't agree, do you? No, you don't. I just wondered. How much money, Gerald, should a man be making before he gets married?
About $75 a week.
So, what do you think, Carmen?
Oh, at least 50.
Do you agree with her 50?
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah, it's all right. All right. You agreed on that, huh? Would you like a big expensive wedding or a small cheap wedding, Carmen?
Oh, a small cheap one.
Uh-huh. How about you?
A big cheap wedding because the father pays for the wedding.
The father pays for the wedding, does he? And you'd like to have a big cheap wedding. And you'd like to have a little cheap wedding. All right, tell you what. That's disagreement. Very definitely disagreement. It's 2-1. How should the family money be handled, Carmen?
Oh, through the woman.
Through the what?
Through the woman.
The woman should handle the purse strings. What do you think, Gerald?
I think the one that has the most intelligence, and that wouldn't be me.
All right, then you agree with her. You agree, And it's 2-2. One more to go. This is the one that counts. What do you think of this, Cupid?
Well, I don't know.
You what think it's going along all right?
I think so.
Yeah. Lucky Cupid. Finally, should the husband help with the housework, Carmen?
Yes.
Should he?
Yes.
How about it, John?
They agreed more than they disagreed. 3-2.
Well, Cupid, I would have given odds of 20-1 against you winning out, but Cupid was right. Cupid, you shot your arrow straight. These kids are well matched, apparently. So here's your $100 from Raleigh Cigarettes, and maybe they'll name their grandchildren after you. I don't know. And kids, Carmen and Roger, is it?
Gerald,
I mean. We think that you're so well matched that Raleigh Cigarettes wants you to have $150 worth of those fine prizes over there. So if you want to, you could start housekeeping. A mahogany top coffee table or fine aluminum kitchenware or anything you want. And if by some chance you don't get married, you can divide all the loot at your convenience. Goodbye and thanks to all of you from Raleigh's People Are Funny.
Does your cigarette pack have a coupon on its back? Good for valuable premiums? It does if you're smoking Raleigh's, America's greatest cigarette value.
Coming your way 1 week from today.
Big news. Good news.
And I'll be in San Diego next Sunday night for a big show down there. But right now, who's next, Rod?
Our Cinderella girl.
Cinderella, we are glad you're here again. Cinderella, if the slipper fits you then, you will get your greatest wish. Cinderella.
Oh, Cinderella. She was a poor little working girl in Omaha, Nebraska, just 3 weeks ago. Then suddenly, touch and go. Yep, she was tapped by one of our scouts. A trip through the clouds to a suite at the Hollywood Plaza. Beautiful clothes, a car, a chauffeur, a princess overnight with not one but 7 Prince Charmings. And now, ladies and gentlemen, if the magic shoe fits her, she gets her greatest wish.
Will she get her greatest wish?
And here she is, Cinderella, Serena McKinney. Cinderella, you're looking gorgeous tonight in your beautiful white gown, all star bedecked, and carrying an armful of roses and California flowers. Cinderella, what kind of a time are you having in California?
Absolutely wonderful. I can hardly believe that a few weeks ago I was a typist in Omaha.
That's right. And if the magic slipper fits, Raleigh's will grant your greatest wish, if at all possible. Have you made up your mind about your greatest wish?
Yes, I have.
Good, but before we get to it, tell us, what happened to you in Hollywood during the past week? For instance, what did you see?
Well, I saw the Cinderella private showing of the picture, Walt Disney's Cinderella, and I enjoyed it very much.
Tell me this. You were in a movie, weren't you, this week?
Well, yes, I was. I was in a scene with Maureen O'Hara and Cornell Wilde and Dan O'Hurley, he in Sons of the Musketeers.
And you actually spoke lines?
Yes, I did.
Did you have some action? What did you do?
Oh, yes. Well, I sat on Mr. O'Hurley, he's lap, and when he told me that my lips were too pretty to be talking and made the customary advance, I said, oh, no, no, monsieur, no, no. And then I surrendered.
Oh, you kissed her.
And then...
Sounds just like a girl from Omaha I used to know. But tell me this, Serena. Did you actually have these lines in the picture?
Yes, uh-huh. And then while we were thus embracing, Cornell Wilde and Alan Hale Jr. and Marine O'Hara walk out, and then when they call his name, he stands up and I fall on the floor and am very indignant about the whole thing and stomp out.
Well, that was a wonderful experience, wasn't it?
It certainly was.
Well, now, you also have seen some movie stars this week. I understand you had an interview with Hedda Hopper.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Miss Hopper took me around the sets in Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, and I met June Allison and had pictures taken with all of them, and Mario Lanza and Catherine Grayson. And Elizabeth Taylor and Esther Williams and I don't know, many more.
Isn't that a marvelous thing? Wonderful. She's really been a Cinderella, ladies and gentlemen. And you've been hunting for Cinderella's slipper for the past 2 weeks.
That's true.
What happened this week in your search?
Well, I went to RKO Wardrobe, as you suggested, where I found at least 5,000 pair of shoes. And I looked and looked, and finally I found one. And that said Cinderella on the strap, and here it is.
Right out from the middle of the flowers, here is the slipper she found among 5,000 pair of shoes where we had it hidden, evidently. And you know it because it has the name written on
it. That's correct.
All right. Now, if you can try it on, and if it fits...
She will get her greatest wish.
Kick off your shoes, Serena. Sit right down there in the chair and try on Cinderella's shoe.
Will she get her greatest wish?
And now her... Well, what's happening?
It doesn't fit.
It doesn't go on? Oh, Serena. It doesn't fit after all this time? It's the one we were looking for. I guess you don't get your greatest wish. Isn't that... Who is that calling down in the audience? It's Donald Duck, ladies and gentlemen, coming up out of the audience. Come on over here, Clarence Nash. This is the voice, Clarence Nash, the voice of Donald Duck. And Donald, I'll bet you're up to some of your old tricks. Why are you here?
I'm too ashamed of myself.
Well, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. What did you do? I can't understand a word you're saying, Donald Duck. Speak in your own voice just for the fun of it.
Oh, yes, okay. I played a terrible trick on Cinderella.
Did you? What did you do?
Well, I tell you, the shoe she found wasn't the real Cinderella shoe.
It wasn't?
It's just one that I wrote Cinderella in, and she found it, you know.
Well, where is the real Cinderella shoe?
Right here.
You brought it? Well, you brought it? Well, now, let's try this one on. At last, we found the real Cinderella shoe. Try it on, Cinderella.
Will she get her greatest wish?
Remember, if it fits, we'll try to give you your greatest wish. And how's the fit?
Perfect.
At last. Ladies and gentlemen, Cinderella Serena McKinney has reached her big moment when you have fit. Here we stand in the center of the stage about to deliver. What is your greatest wish?
Well, ever since I was a little girl, I have wanted to be a concert singer. And back in Omaha, I have sung in church, and I have sung in recital, and many people have told me that I had operatic possibilities. However, it is rather difficult to continue studying on a type of salary.
That's absolutely right. Well, I'll tell you what. I happen to know Kurt Herbert Adler, the conductor of the San Francisco Opera Company, and we'll send you up to San Francisco and arrange for an official audition for you with that company. How would you like that?
Oh, that'll be grand. I'll do my best.
And very difficult to get, and we will arrange it. And, of course, if the audition happens to show that you're not quite ready for the San Francisco Opera Company, would you like to continue your singing lessons or what?
Yes, I would like to continue back in Omaha.
Uh-huh. Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. If you don't quite make the grade this time, we'll send you back to Omaha on a TWA Constellation. And, first of all, here is a $500 bill from Raleigh Cigarettes for some lessons.
Thank you.
And after Omaha, for instance, how would you like to try studying, well, let's say in Europe?
Oh, that would be marvelous. That's a singer's dream.
Well, here's another $500 for your fare over there, and then we'll give you another $500 for your living expenses while you're taking lessons. And still another $500 to pay for those lessons.
That's
$2,000. How do you like that?
Thank you so much.
All right.
I'm very grateful to you for all you've done for me.
Well, now you can spend full time on your career, and you may never have to go back to being a typist.
Oh,
now she gets her greatest wish.
Goodbye and good luck, Cinderella.
Thanks a lot.
Friends, did you ever notice in the cigarette ads that the people who give testimonials are usually movie stars, baseball players, or other celebrities? Well, every week I receive thousands of testimonial letters about Raleigh cigarettes, letters from just plain, everyday American men and women. And I can give you my word of honor that the writers of these letters are not paid one red cent for what they say about Raleigh cigarettes. Just listen to this honest, sincere letter from Paul Brown of San Bernardino, California.
The other night while listening to your program, I was smoking a highly advertised brand of cigarettes which had been my favorite for years. A friend of mine dropped in and he was smoking Raleighs. I smoked a Raleigh for the first time that night and found it to be the finest cigarette I had ever smoked. I realized what I'd been missing. And besides, the other brand did not give me a profit-sharing premium coupon. What you say about Raleighs is honest advertising and absolutely true. From now on, you will have another satisfied Raleigh smoker.
Thank you, Mr. Brown. And friends, take Mr. Brown's advice and switch to Raleigh cigarettes, America's greatest cigarette value. At the beginning of the program, remember we sent a contestant, a married man, up to a crowded restaurant in Hollywood to wait for a woman he thought was his wife, made up like a movie actress in a complete Arab costume, and he was to rush up, throw his arms around her, and kiss her passionately. Because she was wearing a veil, of course, he couldn't know that he was going to be kissing a stranger. They're all back now, so let's bring them in and find out exactly what happened. Mr. McDonald was the name, wasn't it?
That's right.
Mr. McDonald?
That's right.
Here is your, well, there's some more people following you up. Here is an Arab woman. Who is she?
That's, supposed to be my wife.
Well, what happened?
I went over to the restaurant, over at, Mike Lyman's.
Yeah?
And,
you were standing there in the lobby?
I was standing there in the lobby, and then come a lady dressed in Arabs. I woke up, I run up, I grabbed her, I said, darling.
And you kissed her right through the veil?
I kissed her through the veil, and about that time, some big bruiser pushes me over in the corner. Ooh, was I unhappy with you?
Oh, that's the bodyguard came in. Mr. Weiss, what in the world were you doing there?
I was dragging him over to the corner to get hold of him. He was kissing my wife.
Where is... Well, what in the world happened to your wife, Mr.?
That I don't know.
Well, if you turn around and look, here she comes sneaking up. She isn't dressed like an Arab at all.
Not at all.
Well, this was a terrible thing. Well, what was the reaction of the people in the restaurant?
Well, they didn't know whether it was Humphrey Bogart there or whether Mickey Korn come in.
I thought so. We could hear the blast clear down here at NBC. Well, Mrs. Weiss, how long have you and Mr. Weiss been married?
11 months and 2 days.
And already she's out kissing men in the lobbies of strange restaurants. Mr. Weiss, it's going to be a happy ending. Raleigh Cigarettes wants each of you two couples to have $100 worth of our fine prizes. Perhaps an unbreakable vacuum coffee maker or a tweed-covered lightweight travel case or a 14-carat gold-tipped pen and pencil set. Anything you want. Bodyguard, kisser, Arabian, and the innocent wife. Goodbye from Raleigh's People Are Funny. Next week on People Are Funny, the most colossal trick that was ever played on anybody in the history of radio. Believe me. Try to guess it, you'll miss it a mile, but you'll know next week. And now this is Art Linkletter reminding you that coming your way 1 week from today...
Big news. Good news.
And be sure to smoke Raleigh's, America's greatest cigarette value. Goodbye, everybody.
I like a man who smokes a pipe.
Yes, women prefer men who smoke pipes. And pipe smokers prefer Sir Walter Raleigh, the quality pipe tobacco of America.
Men look like he-men when they're smoking pipes.
And real he-men naturally prefer Sir Walter Raleigh. They like its mellow goodness, its rich, satisfying, no-bite flavor.
And Sir Walter Raleigh is so fragrant.
Yes, Sir Walter Raleigh is the brand of grand aroma.
Give me a man who smokes Sir Walter Raleigh.
Next week, the greatest trick ever played on radio. Be sure to listen. And now this is Rod O'Connor saying goodbye for Raleigh's People Are Funny, transcribed from Hollywood.
Break the bank? Why, it's tomorrow on NBC.